Alisa Ely backstage at Bonnaroo 2015 here in Tennessee. With me now is somewhat local band, Nashville-based Moon Taxi. Yeah. Welcome.
Thanks for having us.
Why don't we start off by having you introduce all of the members of your band?
My name is Tommy Putnam. I play bass. There's also Trevor Turndrip on lead vocals and guitar, Spencer Thompson on guitar, Wes Bailey on keyboards, and Tyler Ritter on drums.
All right. And this is not your first time at the rodeo.
No, we've been here. We were here in 2012.
Can you remember anything about that?
I do remember the first press-oriented thing we did was a hay bale session there also. So we're here again. This is also the first thing we're doing.
What do you remember about the performance on stage?
I remember walking out, and it was the largest audience we've ever played to in our lives. And we started off with a tornado siren, so like this big whoo was going off. We walk out in all this fog and smoke. And then once we got out there, everything was just gravy. It was awesome.
That's really a beautiful way to set the stage for you.
Yeah.
That's awesome. So I understand that in the early days of Moon Taxi, you guys were backing a band that was a rap duo.
Yes, that was Blaze and Knowledge. They needed, like, we were at Belmont, and in order for them to play showcases, they had to have a backing band. They were not allowed to play to tracks like any normal rap group normally does. So they hired Spencer to help them make tracks. He also played guitar on all their records. And Spencer helped us. We were all friends, so he's like, all right, I need a bass player, I need a guitar player. And then we hired this other drummer named Django, who was bald. He looked like Mr. Clean, like gold earrings hanging from both earlobes. And he'd do push-ups right before every show. It's really weird. And, they were awesome. They were, like, super, just, like, very fast rap. Like, and they said some things that probably weren't appropriate for college students, you know, especially Belmont, which was Christian-oriented. So, like, I think some of the things they said in their rap just kind of went unnoticed. But we knew what they meant.
Mm. What did you take away from that experience? Have you incorporated any of those experiences into what you do now?
We won that showcase that we played with them, and we were freshmen. We were 18 years old here in Nashville, or in Nashville rather, 45 minutes away, and we got to play the Ryman because we won that contest. We opened for Eddie Money.
Big Eddie Money fans?
I really don't know his stuff that well. I think Take Me Home Tonight, is that one of them? Yeah.
Your music has been talked about in the jam band scene, in the indie rock scene, and you guys kind of float in both of those worlds. Can you talk a little bit about the differences in those scenes and those crowds?
Mm-hmm. I think that's because we come from a diverse background of influences. Like myself, I studied classical music in college, and then Trevor and I listened to Fish and like Pantera and stuff and Rage Against the Machine growing up. So we like all kinds of music, and I think that kind of helps us get our foot in different realms of music and genres.
That's interesting. So this is the perfect place for you, because Bonnaroo has all of those kinds of bands.
I mean, they have Slayer, they have Mumford & Sons. I mean, how diverse can you get there, you know?
What do you think would be the best Super Jam lineup?
Well, I would like to play it. I don't know. Who would be the best guitar player here? I don't know. I like Gary Clark Jr. I'd like to jam with him. That'd be fun. And then on drums, Patrick Callahan from My Morning Jacket. That'd be cool. And then we don't need a keyboard player. I think that'll do it.
Okay.
I'll sing or something.
This sounds like a beautiful collaboration just waiting to happen. I understand that you have a new record coming out, and we just recently got a new taste of one of the songs called All Day, All Night, which mm-hmm. actually was shot on the Witch stage, which you are playing on tonight. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
Yeah, that song, it came out of... Spencer wrote the majority of the lyrics, and then Wes wrote the music, and then I kind of helped talk to him about it and work through some things, kind of give it some real direction. And we kind of formed the song out of people who are like addicted to anything that'll keep them up all day, all night. Like, and mainly it's like a person, you know, it's like you'll do anything for this person. You'll stay up all night doing whatever you have to for them.
Well, this is definitely the perfect place.
Oh, yeah.
People are staying up all day, all night. So can you give me a progress report on the new album, when it's coming out? Do you have an album title? Or
I don't have any real details that I can say right now, but it's really, really good.
Is it your best work yet?
Yes, absolutely.
I believe you.
Yeah.
Moon Taxi, thank you so much for coming backstage to Bonnaroo 2015. I know you're going to rock it tonight.
Thanks.